Mishne Daf Dafayin Omedale. I just want to mention that it is Sri and explain the Gemara. So that is Sri says that when the second Abaye or Imtim Salaima Holy Omalo Omalo Mufalchi Mochamal. So according to all the other Rishonim, what does it mean? In other words, if he didn't say Kiyum Chiyaye, but he just said Mufa Lechil Mocha, Mi Amrino Limocha Limotze Meifa, but Kim Lenin Raye, or Idil Mokim Lom Lekim Chiyaye, Kom Mufa Lechil Mocha, Mayim Koma. So we discussed the Pshat of the Ram, and the Rosh, and also the Pshat of the Rambam, the Machlekes between the Taz and the Kudas HaKesef. In the Rambam, of course, I mean, the whole Machlekes is only in connection with the Rambam. But all of them, the Rashovish of him is that you all agree that the second Abaye is reference to the case where he just said, Mufal Echil Mocha. But it is the Sreed says, Im Timzaleim HaHol Yom Alo. In other words, it goes back to the first Abaye. The first Abaye is reference to the case where he just said Kiyem L'chiyaye and nothing else. So me, I'm going to command them of Mufal and Mocho, Idil Moholo Yomalo. So now the second Abaye is Im Timzaleima, in the first case, Holy Omalo, Omalo. Suppose in addition to Kiyem L'chiyaye, he also said Mufal and Mocho. In other words, where he spelled it out explicitly. Boy Rov, Kim Lechiaye Mal, Mi Amrino Kimandoma Mufalil Mochodome, Oidil Molomalo, Pirish Vakome Yeshka, Avla Foreinka, Vimreza Hakim, Hofer and Yochim, Sheim, Hafora Hakom, Vim Tim Zaleima. Holy Omalo, Omalo Limocho, Mufa Lechilimocho, Omalo Limocho, Umufa Lechilimocho, Mal, Pirish, Achasho, Pirish, Achasho Omalocho, Shomalo, Kim Lechiaim, Omalo Inamo, Umufa Lechilimocho, Vuloy Hipsibine, Eloshnea Dvorim Omalo Bozahase, Miamrino Limocho Limotse Meifa, Do Kimolin Rayeim, פירש מהפורח הקומה, או ידיל מוקים לאומה, לקים לחי, כי אומה לא, הוא מובה לחי למוחו, כי מעיין קום. So in other words, he explains the Gemara, that the Gemara has reference, the second Abaye of the Gemara has reference to the case where he mentioned both, Kiyam Lichiaye, so the first Abaye has reference to the case where he just said Kiyam Lichiaye, and he didn't couple it with Mufa Lechi Lemocho. So is it considered as if he said it? Because implicitly it's considered as if he said it. Or since he didn't spell it out, we don't say that implicitly he said it. The intim zaleima holo yomalo, because since he didn't spell it out, so we don't consider it as if he spelled it out. Suppose he did spell it out, and he said both. This is how he explains, and it's mashma from the Russian of the Ritva, that he also explained it that way. That's unlike all the other Rishonim. B'gemore, Yiboyro, Baal Shomal Yishtei Ulibitei, Kiyem Lichi, Hayei, Ulimofo, Ulimocha Mufa Lichi. Mi amrin on kim dikim ayim sul motze meifa o idil mo mufa lechimocho mahashtiko. So the Ritva, it appears that the Ritva is also explaining it the same way as the thesis. Now we are up to the Mishneh. We already went over this piece, but since we skipped the next piece, so briefly go over the Mishneh again. Meiso ov l'nisreik no rishus lebal.
So
שהבעל מיפה בבגיע, ואובן מיפה בבגיע. מי סובל נשחיק לו שיש לבעל, שהבעל יאכל אופן, שהבעל מיפה בבגיע בגמור בפורש. מי טיימא? Now, what's why? How? Why do we say that meizovil and nisreik no rishus lebal? Kmoilo. So the makro binoreo beisavir. Binoreo beisavir. So that means that even if the father isn't alive, she is still considered to be beisavir. What does it mean? That the ovus doesn't acquire sole jurisdiction even upon the death of the father. Now, Meisa Baal Nisrek Norishus Lov Min Olon, Omar Rabed, Omar Kro, Moyes Yelish, Dorel, Makish Kidna Vay Shnil, Kidna Vay Rishenov, Makidna Vay Rishenov, Mabel Hude, Afkidna Vay Shnil, Mabel Hude, Veim Hanamil Bidorim Shalililil Lords. That the Ovus hasn't heard in his lifetime, and then he died. She made an Eder. She made an Eder in the lifetime of the Ovus, but the Ovus died before the Ovus heard an Eder. I will be talking to Shenil Ovus, but if the Ovus died after he heard an Eder, so the Ovus already acquired jurisdiction over the Eder. So says, so we don't have to resort to the hekesh of makish kidna by shnil kidna by rishenu, because then we know it from the posik of nereom bisovir nafki. So when do we have to resort to the droshe of makish kidna by shnil kidna by rishenu? Only if nirul orus rish, even though the orus already acquired jurisdiction and then he died, so still it's Nisrik no Rishus Lav. We went over, but we'll go over again. My time in Amakobin Rabbi Savir. My time will Nisrik no Rishus Lav, but I'm in Amakoche. My time will come with some of Gavis about Nisrik no Rishus Lav, Boim no. In Rabbi Savir, Mashma of Gavis Lav, Akati Isavi Savir. We moye see a leash, Lumine Xiva for the app. We somewhat like Moya Silish, stay away the mash. Makish of our Rishino is near claim, I should in Shneo Kid Rishino. Makid Rishino of Mabel Hood, Afkid Nishneo Name, Leacha Mrs. Abal of Mabel Hood. Ain Hanemile bin Dorim Shalinir Loris. Do me educate me of our Rishino. Shalinir Loris Club. I will bin Dorim Shalinir Loris, claim as Shoma Iso. Kadim Shemais, Leila Mamel or the Limotami. Madrinale, in Dorim Shalmir Loris, Binurel Bisavir Nafke, Kim Lizoka Benoris Pal, Vacation in Dorim Shalmir Loris, it's Trich, the Ofle Hude Mefa, Miudavke Bishal is his also, Avon is also, a tiny little come on, beheaded of your bailach, and if you're in the Reo, Mishum de Lidome, Likate me Avaya de Shane, oh. Bose Yofiki Havik Haba. Bidovarache yofiki chabal mikirchav shabal meifa bibagir viovin meifa bibagir heichedom. When the Mishnah says that habal is meifa bibagir, now what does the Mishnah reference to? Habal meifa bibagir, not to nisui, because by nisuo. So not only Bibagia, I mean the Baal is Meifer, whether she's a Beitres or she's an Aro or she's a Ktano, a Baal is Meifer, the Nidorim of Mishne. Regardless whether she's a Beitres or an Aro or a Ktano. So obviously when the Mishne, the whole Mishne deals with an Aruso, not with an Aruso, it is obvious that when the Mishne says, Shabal Meifer Bibagia, the Mishnah's reference to Naruso, not to Nisu. So, the implication of the Mishnah is that if she is a Beitres, the Arus is a Beitres, then the Baal is made fair by himself. By himself. So, the Gemara says, Eichadon, Ilei Meshikit Yokishi Naro, Ubokro, Mehr de mises of the alochis. So the Mishnah is telling us. The thief kicho sheinaro. And then she became a beigres. So then the Baal is sold jurisdiction over the Dorim, he can be made fair in solo. So why is it like that? Mer de mise mitzio, bagres mitzio, she said. Ma mise lo nisreik, no rishus le Baal. Av bagres lo nisreik, no rishus le Baal. So, let's see the Ram. Hey, Radom Meshabal, make a bag. Mer de mi semitia Meshusav, the him sheme spoke as who civil immortal initially born of. Vinavgalon midachsi. Vislach out is of Nechem, is supposed to be Sechem with Nech. U bagras mitia Meshusav. Tirsi vinoreo bisavio, will it pay us? So, ma mi seven is rake no issues libal. Av bagres li nisreik no shuz libal. Kiv di chola li lishuz of. Mikame bagres do kishikicho nare save. Elos, moi giz et eret, elos shikicho kishik bagres. O bois li meima. Dechiv mshein ola rishuz of. Kol shigi azman. שנוס לחכמים לאורוס והרוסו לפרנס עצמון כיוון מכאן מילה בעל חי ונסאו כיסא בפרק אף על פי יופי. So what is the Gemara? How does the Gemara apply the din of the Mishnah that an Orus can be made fair in solo the Nidorim of his wife the Begres only to a case where the Orus became mechuyev in the mizenes of darus. Like this, and orus is nashchayim mizenes. When does a husband become mechuyev to support his wife? Only after nisuyim. But if, let's say, if she demanded to get married, and he didn't get married, and let's say a certain period has elapsed, there's chedesh, whatever the shiur's man is, so then, in view of the fact that the Orus is delinquent in performing the marriage, and she is already an Aruso, so mele, he becomes Mechuyev Mizenes. That's Mir Rabbonon. Because the Chiyu of Mizenes with the Raisi, even according to the Rambam, who passes the Chero means Mizenes. So it's only if she's in Isur, so the husband is Mechuyev Mireise to support his wife. But if she's Naruso, even though he was supposed to have married her, and he was delinquent, so he's not Mechuyev Mizinis Mireise. But that is only Mirabon. But the fact is that if the Orus is delinquent in marrying Naruso, so then it becomes Mechuyev in supporting the Aruso even before the Nisuin. So in such a case, he can be made for Nidor. He can be made for Nidor. Now the question arises, why does the Gemore? So in other words, the whole reason as to why he has the keach to be made for Nidorim is because he's mechuyev nermzenis. So why does the Gemara say Elo shekicho kishei beigres and yudveis chedesh elapsed yudveis chedesh or lamed yeim, whatever the shiur is. So why does the Gemara have to say Elo shekicho kishei beigres, since shekicho kishei beigres by itself is not enough? But it has to be coupled with the Zman of Yidveis Chedesh Olam Ediyim having elapsed. So the Gemara could have said the same thing. The Gemara could have said, Shishikicho Kishirinavo. Even Kishikicho Kishirinavo. And Yidveis Chedesh elapsed. וואי דווקא שקיצ'ו כשהיא בגרס? וואי דווקא כשקיצ'ו כשהיא בגרס? But even קיצ'ו כשהיא נאו, and she's a בגרס now. From the Rosh Nagmore, it's mashma that only the Gdushin took place while she was a bakeress. But if the Gdushin took place while she was a Naro, and then she became a bakeress, even though he's higher than her Mizenes, he still cannot be made for. And from the Ron's Loshin, it's also mashma like this. As the Kerneiro is Midaik. Now, the Ron, so too. First, two rounds. In the Kasha of the Gemara, Av Bagres lo Nisreikno Rishus Lebal, Kivin di Cholale Rishus Aov, Mikame Bagres, Do Kishikicho Naras Ave. And then when the Gemara gives the Teretz, Elo Shikicho Kishir Begres, U Boyis, Limeima de Chivin. So he emphasizes first, Kivin di Cholale Rishus Aov, Mikame Bagres. In other words, because, so in the Kashe, the Gemara emphasized the fact that at the time of the Gdushin, so she was still in the Rishusah. So then the Gemara gave the Teres, like Kitcha Kishin Begres, so that means that at the time of the Gdushin, she was already not Rishusah. The implication being, suppose at the time of the Gdushin, she was an hour. She was an hour, and then, a few months later, she became a bakeress. And it's already shown you this chedesh. It's already shown you this chedesh. So he's he's mechuyev mizeines, so he still cannot be made. That's how it's mashma. Actually, from Groshen of the Gemara, it's mashma like that. But from the Ran, but in the Gemara, you could say lavdavki, as there are some Gishen who say lavdavki. But from the Groshen of the Ran, since the Ran emphasizes Av Bagras lo Nisreikno Rishus Lebal Kivin Dichol Ali Rishus Aov Mikame Bagras. So when the Gemara says Elo Shekicho Kishi Begras, so that means because it's never Chol Ali Rishus Aov. Mashein came if the Rishus Aov was Chal, so then even though later on he became a Chuyev Mizenes and later on she became a Begras, So he cannot be made. He cannot be made. Uboy is lemeima. The chive, al shikichi beges, uboy is lemeima, the chive she'ein ole ori shusah. Because at the time of the dushin, she was already yotzom shusah. He's called she'igi as man, she'nos lechachomim lo'orus, v'ahus ole fa'alus satzmo. Kivin mikam ve'il abal chayvin eseo, yofer. But suppose, kicho kishinaro, and then a few months later she became a bakeress, and Yudvei's Chedesh has expired from the day of the Tvie, of the demand, he still cannot believe. He still cannot believe. Who she tastes like that? So that was Oshre in Psuves, in Perik Afalpi, mentions a Machleket Hashem. Ulinien aforas nidori. Misho dagoesoshre in Ksuves perikafopi. That's dagoesoshre that is adjacent to paragraph Yudalev in perikafopi, in the Rosh, paragraph Yudalev. So he says, Ulinien aforas nidori. Misho shabal chayev b'mzeinis meifel levadei b'loyav. From the moment that he becomes mechuyev mizeinis, so the Baal himself is meifel b'loyav. In other words, regardless whether the Gdushin took place when she was a bakeress already or while she was an act. So as long as he becomes mechuyev mizeines, so he can be made for nidorim. This is Riverash. Aber Rabbi Netan Miforesh, Dafke Kishibiskachu Acha Bagrus, Oi Acha Raumones, Oi Acha Misesar, Kisheino Kvor Birshusa, Oi Acha Raumones, it means, sir, so Acha Raumones of Minansui, because the moment she becomes an Isur, so is Yotzer Meshusa. And then, if the husband died, so she, and then somebody else was Mikadisha, some male at the time of the Dushi, she was not in the Shusa Av. So then, the Aloch is that if she becomes Mechuyev Mizenes, he can be made. Oyacha Mises Av, Kishaino Kvob Shusa Av, Avo in Niskacho Beis, she in the Shusa Av. אף די בוגו ויוצא מרשוס האב ואפילו שהסכינו אין הבאו מייפר אלו לאחרסות. So he mentions the name of Rabbi Tam, and the Karneiro is mitayik from the Loshen of the Ram, that the Ram agrees the shite of Rabbi Tam. The Ram agrees the shite of Rabbi Tam. In other words, so what does Rabbi Tam say? It's actually from the Loshen of Mor, it's much more like that. Because according to the and Rashi, that it doesn't make any difference whether the Kedushin take place while she was a bakeress, or the Kedushin took place while she is an Arah. So even if the Kedushin took place while she is an Arah, and then she became a bakeress later on, and they became a Chuyev in her Mezeres, some Mele is able to be made fair. So the whole Loshon HaGemara is very strange. Why does the Gemara emphasize? Ilay mekishikicho kishinaro uboko mer de mise mitzio ubagus mitzio mishusav ma mise le nisreikno vishusli baal av bagus le nisreikno vishusli baal el shikicho kishibeknes. So the Gemara, according to the Ri and Rashi, the Gemara should say as follows. Hey chadom ilay me She kicho, kishinaro, vinodro kishinaro, ubogro, so mer de mise mitzia, ubagus mitzia, mishisa, a ma mise mitzia, mishisa, baal, a bagus mitzia, mishisa, baal, elo, So the Gemara should say, Elo she kicho leilom she kicho kishinaro ubogro vinodro kishibo. That's all. Why does the Gemara have to say in the Teretz Elo she kicho kishibegres? So it's mashma that when is in Meifeya only if it's kicho kishibegres. But if it's kicho kishinaro, even though it's bogo, and the neder was taken by her after she reached bagres, he cannot be made. That's how it's mashma, like Rabbi Netan. So the Ri and Rashi will have to say that lav davke. In other words, when the Gemara, the Ri and Rashi will say, when the Gemara gives the Teretz, Elo shekicho kishibegres, the Gemara means that the Neda took place after Bagres, not the Dikdush. So why does the Gemara say Elo shekicho kishibegres? Usually, if it's kicho kishibegres, then of course the Neda was taken. But in Achanami, even if she kicho kishinaro and then she became a bakeress, and she took the neder after bagres, and it's show you dveis chedesh, he's mechuyam mizenes, he'll also be able to make it. But the washing of the Gemara is strange, according to Ari and Rashi. But according to Rabbi Netan, it's very good. Now, we have to understand what is the pshat of Rabbi Netan. After all, here it's not on the basis. Now, the days we sleep, days, of course, according to days we sleep, we understand very well the Gemara. Because the days of sleep, I mentioned the days of sleep, the days of sleep is that the Norus has the same status as thou. In other words, just as thou, by himself, without the restrictive powers of a Norus, so he could be made fear the Nidorim of the passing soul. So, when do we say that the Nav cannot be made fear the Nidorim of the passing soul if there is a Norus? So it's because the Norus restricted. Those restricted. So the Tishri Sri says that the same thing applies to a Norus. The Norus by himself has the potential of being made for the Nidorim of the Arus and soul. Just like in Osu. But the reason is why a Norus cannot is because she has an Av who has jurisdiction over the Bas. So he restricts it. But if there is no jurisdiction of an Av, let's say she's a Begeres, or she's a Yiseime, so then the Orus can has sole jurisdiction, just as the Av has sole jurisdiction. In other words, but you ask, so why does the Mishnah say that Meiso Avlin is Lekhnerishus Lebal, if the Orus has the potential, of being Meifer in Solo, so we don't even have to resort to Aloch of Misreikno, because by himself an Orus has exclusive jurisdiction, but when there is an Av, so then he's restricted, just as an Av is restricted when there is an Orus. So an Orus is restricted if she has an Av, but if it's May, she has no Av. The answer is, for the same reason that we require a posik, that Mesa Baal Nisritna Rishus La'av. Why do we require a posik of Makish? Kidna Vaya Shnil, Kidna Vaya Rishin, without the posik. After all, the Av had exclusive jurisdiction. And then he became restricted. But he died, so then there is no restriction. The answer is, we are referring to a neder that was taken while she had a nose, and then the nose died. Nilu alay nilu, but we are referring to a neder that was taken by the Ahuse while the nose was alive. So mimele, the Orus already, either he acquired actual jurisdiction if he already heard of the neder in his lifetime, or even if it's lineal, he didn't hear, so he didn't acquire actual jurisdiction. But since the neder was taken, he was ready to acquire jurisdiction by hearing. So even before he heard, he acquired potential jurisdiction. So Bimele, without the posik of Nisreikno, so the father couldn't be Mefer by himself. Masherin came, if the neder was taken after the Orus died, so then we don't have to resort to the posik of Makish. So Bimele, the same talent, we could say, according to this Nisreid, When the Mishnah says Meisa Baal, obviously the Mishnah is reference to a case where the neder was taken while the Av was alive. So the father already acquired either actual jurisdiction if he also heard the neder in his lifetime, or the chol hapoch has potential jurisdiction. So mimele, and then the father died. So it's lo nisrik to reshus lebaal. But if the neder was taken after the father died, and she doesn't have any jurisdiction at the time of the neder, she did not have any jurisdiction of the father, so then the Oruz by himself is able to be made for himself. That's the shite of the thesis. Alright, but all the other shite of him, all the other shite, Rashi, Tesis, the Chulis Rashba, I mentioned it. So the thesis read is actually Yoch. So, according to the thesis read, we understand this why the Gemara says, Eloshikicho Kishi Beikles. Eloshikicho Kishi Beikles. So, because we don't, according to this asleep, if the Kedushin took place while she's a Beikres, as a matter of fact, we'll soon see from the Rosh Hashanah in this asleep, that according to this asleep himself, the Kicho Kishi Beikres is love dafke. And we could say, Kicho Kishi Naro V'yachakach Nisbago. And she took the neder after Bagros. Alright. But that's according to this. But according to all the other Rishonim, why does the Gemara say Elo Shekicho Kishi Beikres? So the Gemara could have said even Kicho Kishi Naro. And then she became a Beikres. And she took the neder after she became a Beikres. And it showed you Veischeinish, because Kichikshi Beikres itself is to be coupled with Shasu Veischeinish. So the Ri and Rashi will say in Achname, but according to Rav Netam, it's Dafke Kichikshi Beikres. But if it's not Kichikshi Beikres, but Rav Netam Forest, דafke כשיזכאת שאח הבקרס, או יאחר אלמונס, אח אלמונס מנצוי, או יאחר מיסזאב, כשאינו כבר בשוסאב, אבל אם יזכאת שאו באישי בשוסאב, אבל גב, while she was in Aro, אבל גב דיבוגרו, ויוצא משוסאב, ואפילו שהסכינו, even if 10 years, or 50 years have elapsed, he mentions an unusual situation. Suppose he was Mikadisha while she was an Aro. Then she became a Beikres. But he still didn't marry her. And 50 years have already elapsed. And he still didn't marry her. And of course, he's Chayiv Mizenes. Because after Yidveis Chedesh, she became Chayiv to support her. So even after 50 years, she became already a Skeno. So he cannot be Meifa. Only if the Kedushin took place, Lachabakas. Now, we have to understand it. But it fits the Loshna Gemara. Rav Netam Shite fits Loshna Gemara, and the Kerneiro is Midayik, that the Ran Shite is like Rav Netam. Now, let's see the Gemara. Elo Shekicho Kishi Beikres. And that means, ובויס למימר, דחילים שאין עולה על רישוס אב, כל שהגיע הזמן שנוס לחכונים לאורוס והרוסו, ופרנס את עצמו, כימדי מכם ואילה בעל חי וזנסהו, so יוב. So, הותיון החודזים. So it means, you see, so it means that he's מחויה, he's able to be מייפה, because it's Kicho Kishi Beikres, and in addition is Chayiv in support, so it's a Machlokes. Now, as soon as we finish this, as we reach the Mishneh, as a matter of fact, we already covered the next Mishneh, up to the Gemara at the bottom of that Ein Aleph Omud Beis, so as soon as we finish this daf, so then we proceed to the Mishneh daf Ayin Gimel Omud Beis. Beikres Yeshua Asir Beis Chedesh, and then the Sugya daf Ayin Dalet, up to up to the Mishneh Daf Ayin Hei, and then we'll go back to Yiboyel Hu Geirashi Kishtike Dam Yerikatam Dam. Alright, so the Gemara Hot Yonah Chode Zimne Habei Resheshuasi Reischeidesh Hogu Vekashi Amret Habei Resheshuasi Mishneh Chosa Chedesh. So what does the Mishneh say? So what are you saying? That this Mishneh courts with Reblezer? This is how all the Rishonim except for the Teisa Sri explain it. So this Mishneh, which says Shabal Meifah Bibadia, a court with Reblezer, and it's based upon the Chiyuv Mizeinis. So why does he have to tell us here? It's mentioned Dafayin Gimel Amud Beis. Hot Yonah Chode Zin Abi Yeshuas Yivis Chedesh. Ho Gufi Kashi Amret the Gemara itself Dafayin Gimel as that Kashi. Ho Amret Abi Yeshuas Yivis Chedesh. Be Beikra Slomo Lishnim Yivis Chedesh. Beikra Bilamed Yeim Sag. Stone Beikra Yeshuas Yivis Chedesh. Now in the Sukkiah in Ksuves. We should go over the suiting subis there. So the Ravune says that a Beit Res does not require a Zman of Yudveis Chedesh. A Beit Res only requires a Zman of Lamed Yeim. Who requires a Zman of Yudveis Chedesh? A Nar, a Ktana, but not a Beit Res. A Beit Res, according to Ravune, requires only Lamed Yeim. In other words, suppose today she became a baker. Today she became a baker. And then she demanded of him that they should get married. Have the nisui. She's now Rusa already for some time. But today she became a baker. And today she made demands upon him to have nisui. Then 30 days later, if he doesn't marry her, even though it's 30 days as of the day she became a bakeress, and 30 days as of the day she made a demand upon him to have the wedding. So if after 30 days have expired, he did not marry her, so he's mechuyev in support. That's a comment of Ravuna. But the Gemara is deicha Ravuna's thing. We don't pass like Ravuna. But one thing is true about Vegas, that even though we don't pass like Ravuna, and we pass that even a Vegas requires a period of 12 months in order that the oil should be higher in support, but that the number of months that have elapsed from the Bagres is included in the Cheshem. In other words, by Bagres, according to Ravune, so if, let's say, she makes the, today she becomes a Bagres, and she makes the demand upon the Oros today to have a wedding, then 30 days later, as of today, even Mechuyev in Hermesenes, according to Ravune. But we pass, no. He doesn't become Mechuyev Mizeinis. But suppose today she becomes a Bakeress. And then 12 months elapse after today. And then after 12 months she makes demand upon him for the first time. So then, since 12 months have already elapsed as of the Bakeress, so you only have to wait. So he's only given 30 days as of the moment of demand upon him. And suppose, let's say, that she becomes a bakeress today, and then she makes demand upon him a month later, so then he's given only 11 months. So in other words, the month that has elapsed Since Bagres is included in the Cheshbon of 12 months, the Chavran. This is the way we pass. So, just the Gemara is the Kashi. Hoguf Kashi. Amrit Abirish Josh Nusachidesh, Bibikas Lomish Nusachidesh, Bibikas Lamadim Sagalo, Tome Bagres, Visheshoa, so you invest Chidesh. Visheshoa, so you Chidesh. Mikomokim Kashi. So the question is, why does it have to be mentioned twice? Iboi is saying, Oche Davt. Ubeigres ketone hosom, dafayim gimu, mishim de boi flugir bazim rabono. I boi say me beigres davki. So where is he interested in telling us dafayim gimu, in the mission? Why did he not see freshe? And here he wouldn't even mention that. But since he mentioned one keach that the keach have, that is Yofe Mikiyach HaBaal, Samemei Lagavuch, he mentioned another example, an example where the Kiyach HaBaal is Yofe Mikiyach HaBaal. Why does Bereshe Bezeh Nosef Seve Nambas? Now let's see that. Hot Yonecho Lezimne, by Birge Vitarta Lo Homoli, Vitarta Lo Homoli, Umikame Dasik Laikushye Daibach Masnissen Breis Basraise, umforgelo, lomolishnos a chedesh, bishleishim sakalo. That is directed against the mission of Hangim. Travuno oche svirale, before the cavalpi, shall the posco hachom the biggest and shleishim yay, we come with a habal chavin cell. Vinei, the Ravune, he says of us, and we don't pass like Ravune. So, in other words, that even by bakers. So, he's given a 12-month period, so we don't pass like Ravune, because according to Ravune, so she is only given a 30-day period, and we don't even have to wait for 12 months to elapse as of the day of the Bagras. We don't pass like Ravune, but we pass that we do allow a 12-month period to elapse from the Bagras. But we don't require a 12-month period from the demand. As of demand, we only require a 30-day period. Mi also now asking the whole show of the Israelish, Misha Bogro, Im Niskach, Lacha Mechane, Lamed Yei, Vimshkach, Moshe, Yavis, Yu Israelish, or Niskach, Vim, Shishil, Livogia. Voga, Umshimoche, Makch, Hey, Reposi. But suppose she's suppose she is niskacho a month after Bagres, then he's given what kind of period? 11 months. Suppose she is niskacho 2 months, so he's given 10 months. Umishimoche mak shehir posik vitone beger sheshua shmos achidesh, the beger singles man kotsuf, she yev shalifris men or shlish yei, avu mishkachas lo, kol she kitchuk she beger she nitzchiri nishchidesh, elo kishe niskacho biyem rishim li bagrus, ומשמעיין פתחיקה להבו למיסנה בבייגר סיליס חידש, ומפקינו נתון לבייגר שירה סיליס חידש. כלים הבייגר סקידינו, שזמנו בחוסר ויסר. And what do you mean בחוסר ויסר? It all depends how many months after Bagre she was niskacho. In other words, if she was niskacho on the day of Bagre, so then she is given, so we allow for a 12-month period. If she was niskacho in month after Bagres, we allow for 11 months. If she was niskacho 2 months after Bagres, we allow for a 10-month period. So in what case do we allow 12-month period? Only if she was niskacho on the day of the Bagres. So that's only one case. So why does he mention the Yudvei's month period when this is only relevant to one case? So he says, "V'im abeikras kedina shezmanu bechosav yesa kederchsivne v'anaro sheshua aso zman akotzuflo da'ayne shemos achidesh ho'yubay lo chayev b'meseo yofa." We call Mokim Kashi a tart a big as normally. The boy is saying a big as no chedavk. Why diktone lo hoso mishim di boy afsukar bazav rabono? Mishim mochot avitonu lashmin lav. The lav di vrehakal. Because of a night, lishnig Gemara, die kommen ab Eikres, die auch ein Davke. Der Adarabe, Mischne, was heißt Davke? Because after all, the Mischne darf ein Gimmel Menschen machleikes, aber der Rabbonon, here it doesn't mention the machleikes. So there it's Davke. Uli Gubi ist Rashmanon. Uli Mischne, hast du mehr gekommen? Da hat es da wakke machleikes. Wenn ihr alle, die kommen ab Eikres, auch ein Davke, lab Davke. Er lehme was nissen, was heißt. Was er kann meisig לאסקו בוטן לאשמין אנדינה בייגרס, אלא בהי מסליסן כמייסי, שאור למסלי. ובסהוך הבידך מסליסן כמאש מלון, דלוי נסמח הסתום הקמד לב דברי אקלו. ויבוי נסים את בייגרס דוסם דווקא, דוסם מושי סלטן לאשמין אנדין בייגרס, מסליסן כמייסי, אין תירס תמלאו, אלא אי בדינוס את רישה, בזו יופי כיחב כיחבל, נו כנמר לי בלחתן אין דברך יופי כיחבל כיחב. Anyway, from the Rand Sloshen as the Carnero is Medaille, it's Mashma that he agrees with the Shidah from the Tam. Now, so, the Shidah from the Tam is very much in consonance with the Rosh Nagmore. But according to the Ri and Rashi, in Ksuves, we have to say that it is Lav Davke, the Rosh Nagmore, and the Gemara says, Elo Kishikicho Kishibekness. Now, what's the Hezbeh in Rav Tam Shidah? As far as the Rosh Nagmore is concerned, so it's more mashma like, it's more mashma like the shite of Rav Netam. But as far as the svor is concerned, why should it make a difference whether she was niskacho l'achabagnes or she niskacho binaruso and she became a begnes? After all, the keyach of afore is grounded in the chiyuv mizeines. And the Chiyuv Mizeines applies in either case, whether she was Niskacho Kishinaro and then she became a Bakeress, or she's Niskacho Kishin Bakeress. As long as the 12-month period, or the 30-day period, whatever, it has expired. So why does Rav Netam say that when can he be made fair? Only if the Kedushin took place before she Bakeress. The answer is, as the Ram will point out, in the Gemara of Ayin Gimel, that even though the Gemara mentions that the reason is why the Baal, the Orus can be Mayfair after he becomes Mechuyev in her support is because of Repinchas Alochem of Kol Anideres Al Das Baal Anideres, but it doesn't mean it's not connected with the Keach of the Baal. Of course it's connected with the Keach of the Baal. It's not because Baal is a yichetimtze of a woman being neide al das Baal. So you can have a man or a woman being neide al das another person. So Rav Pinchas Aloche wouldn't apply, as the Ran will point out. So Rav Pinchas Aloche, Rav Pinchas does not deny that there is a special zeras akosuf of keiach Baal, that the Baal has jurisdiction. But the Pinchos Ho says, what's the pshat in Kol Hanideres Al Das Baal Hanideres? Some Meile. So there are some Rishenim who apply it even to a non-Baal. But most Rishenim say, no, this aloche of the Pinchos applies only to a Baal, not to a non-Baal. Not to a non-Baal. So let's say, suppose someone will adopt a child. So, and then as far as the psychology of the adopted child is concerned, so it's aldas of the adopting parents. So we say that the adopting parent has a care of a foreign? No. It's a special aloche that the baal has a care of a foreign. The baal has a care of a foreign. But Repinche says that the keiach hafore that was vested in the Baal is grounded in the mitzies of kol anideres al das Baal anideres. What does it mean? It means this, that what's the aloche that the Baal can be nefer? In other words, that the Baal has jurisdiction over the nidorim of his wife. So Mele, he couldn't have Alpidin jurisdiction if the average wife had been a woman's lib personality, if the average wife had been a woman's lib personality, then a husband wouldn't have a keiach hafara. True that the Torah gave jurisdiction over the Baal to be made over the Nidorim of his wife. But in order that the Baal should have al kedin jurisdiction or over his wife, so the wife and the whole must submit to his jurisdiction. What does it mean? Kol anideres al das baal anideres. It means that she is willing to submit to the jurisdiction of the husband. So of course, I don't mean that if a certain woman will come to Bezdin and make a declaration, I have a membership card in women's lib group, and so because of that, the husband will not be able to be mayfair. It doesn't depend upon the fact as to whether this particular wife submits. The fact that a woman, the average woman, submits to the jurisdiction of the husband, that gives the husband the jurisdiction over the nidorim. The average Nisue submits to the jurisdiction of the Baal. The average Aruse does not submit to the jurisdiction of the Baal. But if there is an Aruse who also submits, who willingly submits to the jurisdiction of the Aruse, so that Aruse has the same keiach as Inos. But it's not based exclusively in Al Das Baal Nidares. Al Das Baal Nidares. It is based upon the rishus of the Baal. But the rishus of the Baal over in Dorim is also based upon the willingness of the average woman to submit to the jurisdiction of the Baal. That's the meaning of Kol Nidares. Al Das Baal Nidares. So the male, even if an Aruse, but Aruse is also his wife, she's an Eshishish. If he's Mechuyev, once he becomes Mechuyev in her support, so then psychologically she has the same attitude towards him as if she had already been his wife. So, and she's his wife, because Eres in itself makes her his wife. So Mimele, he is able to be made via the Nidorim is solo. But the reason is why, if he's Mechuyev Mizenes, so he can be made via her Nidorim is solo, is because of the rishus of the Baal of the host. But Enorus is distinguishable from Enosu, because whereas an Isuo does not submit to the jurisdiction of the whereas an Aruso does not usually submit to the jurisdiction of the Orus, so an Isuo usually submits. So an Aruso who is entitled to support from the Orus has the same status as an Isuo. So mainly it's on the basis. It's on the basis of the Rishus Abad that it can be made here. So Mimele, the Shita of Rav Netam is, now, since it's not grounded exclusively in Al Das Baal, but there is such a Shita. But most Rishayim reject Achilik on that Shita. And they say that this Aloche of Kol Hadas Al Baal Nidares has no bearing upon a person explicitly taking an eder al das somebody else. Then this aloche al das baal nidares has no bearing. So in other words,
So the aloche over das Beinli Dennis is also grounded in the Rishus Abba. But in order to have some jurisdiction, there are two elements. First of all, theoretical jurisdiction, and that was given by the Torah to the Baal, theoretical jurisdiction, and then jurisdiction de facto. In other words, that the woman submits. Mirzeinate, the average woman, submits to his jurisdiction. So Mimele, in case of an Arusa, who is entitled to the support of the husband, so we have both elements, the theoretical jurisdiction and the jurisdiction in facto. As a matter of fact, as far as the theoretical jurisdiction is concerned, in every Arusa, the Orus has it. But in every Arusa, the other element of the facto jurisdiction, so of the woman in practice submitting to the jurisdiction and the authority of the Baal is lacking. Mashenke, if he's showing his heldesh, so then the other element of the facto jurisdiction is also present. So the main way he can be made here. So the main way Rav Netam says, inasmuch as the Chiyuv Mizeinis by itself does not give the Orus jurisdiction, it's because of the Keach HaBaal. Now, the jurisdiction that a Baal acquires of a Nidori emanates from the Gushin. The Raya is that the Gemara in Gittin, Namgari, Shesna Baye, Namgari, now there is Aloche, that if someone is Midari Sesishte, and says, Chutz Mitleini, so the Gerashin is not a good Gerashin, because there is a Chisom in Chisus. So the Gemara has an Abaye. Suppose he doesn't make a shear of Chutz Mitleini, but he says, Hareyat Miteres Lechol Odom, Hareyat Mosel Lechol Odom, Chutz Mi'aforas Lidom. Whether that is considered as a shio, so it's a chisom mitzvah or not. So we see that the Daforas Nidorim is one of the incidents of the ishes that emanates from the gush, because Gemara has an abaye if he makes that kind of a shio, whether it's a chisom mitzvah. So since the keach of afore of the jurisdiction that the Baal acquires over the Nidorim of his wife emanates from the Gushin. So when can he acquire that right? Only if at the time of the Gushin. So true. So you'll ask, but how about every Orus? So immediately after Gushin, he doesn't acquire sole jurisdiction over the Orus. So the answer is, so he acquires sole jurisdiction through the Gushin at the time of the Gushin, vis-a-vis the moment when there'll be mechuyev mizeis. So it's only shayach if at the time of the kedushin she is a beifes. So she doesn't have the jurisdiction of the father. So mimele the kedushin can give him. So the kedushin can give the orus, the mikadesh, the jurisdiction over the neder. And it will be effective the moment he'll be mechuyev in her support. But even the time of the Gdushi, she is in Nara. So then, the Gdushi couldn't give him jurisdiction over the Neda, because the jurisdiction, the rishus of over Nidorim emanates from the Gdushi. That's the pshat in the, that's the pshat in Rav Netam. Now, let's see the thesis 3 that I mentioned already once. Now, I want to mention it before I forget that there will be a p'chine on Naram Rosso, on whatever we covered in Naram Rosso, 2 weeks from this Thursday. 2 weeks from this Thursday, that's the last day when of when they are regular Zdorim in Yishiv. 2 weeks from this Thursday, so the Pchina will be an old Gemara in Aram Rosso that will have covered by that day. I don't know how much will cover by that day. But the Pchina will be an old Gemara that will have covered in Aram Rosso. And then I would appreciate if you tell the others who are not here that they cannot attend any shiurim until they explain as to why they aren't here. So as a matter of fact, the Tisvisri certainly could have said, since his shita is, that a Beitres, so the Orus has sole jurisdiction even without a Chiyuv of the Zeinetz. So he could have explained the Gemara that when the Gemara says, when the Gemara said, Elo shekitcho kishi beikres, that it's davke kitcho kishi beikres. Masheinke, if kitcho kishi naro, and then she became a beikres, so he doesn't have sole jurisdiction. Because just as we mentioned with Gabriel Shitas Rametam, that this is we certainly could have applied that plumbness. But the fact is that this is we doesn't apply that plumbness. And that this is we hold that if the neder was taken by the woman, by the Aruso, after Bagres, even though the Kedushin took place in Aruso, and then a month later she became a Bagres, and then after she became a Bagres she took a neder, then the Orus can be made fair, the neder, without, by himself, he can be made fair, he can be made fair, according to everybody, not only according to Rabbi Elazar, but even according to the Chachomim as well. Even according to the Chachomim as well. So, when is the Machlekes between Rabbi Elazar and the Chachomim, the Chaim Gimel? So, because the Gemara says that we shouldn't read in the Mishnah, Beigres Yeshuasu Yid Veishleyesh. Valmon Olam Yidin. But, Beigres Veish Yeshuasu Yid Veishleyesh. And then he's not even Geres Valmon Olam Yidin. He strikes it out in the Mishnah that Chaim Gimel. He strikes out the expression Balmon Olam Yidin. So that is read this Geres in the Mishnah that Chaim Gimel. On the base, Beigres, Veisheshu Aso Yidis Chedesh, Veisheshu Aso, then the Gemara says. But he strikes out Balmon Olam Yidin. So Beigres, Veisheshu Aso Yidis Chedesh, Rebezare Mei Royal Bailo Chaim Yiseo Yofer. So he says the machleket between Rabbis and Chachomim is only in regard to Visheshu Asu Yivis Chedesh, but in regard to the Reishe Beigres there is no machleket. Even the Chachomim agree, because that's the thesis that the Norus has the potential of being mayfair the Midorim of the Arusa and so on. The only thing is, the Av restricted. The Av is Miyake. But if there is no Yikuv by the Av, let's say she's a Yiseime and she took the Neder after the father died, or she's a Beigres and she took the Neder after she became a Beigres, or let's say she was Nisal Minom Nansuim, and then he was Mikadisha. And she took a neder, so then the Dorus by himself can be made fair, not only according to Rabbi Elazar, but even according to Chachomim. Rabbi Elazar and Chachomim are only chelik in regard to a nagosh Yeshua Asir Yisrael. So in Nami Shirchish. Now, how will I explain this Gemara? But doesn't the Gemara say here explicitly, but the Gemara says the Feresh, Mer de Mise Mitzio Bagos Mitzio Mishusav, Ma Mishal Nisrikno Shusbao, Bagos Nisrikno Shusbao. So the disciples will have to admit that the Makshe, before the Gemara took the Teres, Elokishikichikishi Beigres, so the Makshe assumed that Enorus does not have sole jurisdiction. Only Enos. But then, when the Gemara gave the Teretz, Elo Shekicho Kishi Beitres, the Gemara with that Teretz meant to say, so Mele Kicho Kishi Beitres, so since there is no Rishus Av, so then the Orus have the same Kech Abal as in us. As in us. And then the Gemara explains it, Hoti Yonachon Edina, because Yishu Asu Yudhi Yisraelish, and the way the Gemara explains it, the Chayim Gimel. In other words, so, and according to him, when the Gemara, the machleke between Rav Lezer and the Chachomim is only in regard to a narrow shishuasu v'yisraelish. Masherim came in beifres without shuas or anything, not even mamed yeim, because in beifres, since she doesn't have the jurisdiction of the father, so the male Dorus has the same jurisdiction as he also has. In regard to Nidon. But then the question arises, so he said, so according to him, when this Mishneh that says, Bidovaracha, Yochekecha Baal Mikechav, Shabal Mita Bibagia, accords with everybody, not only according to Rav Lezer, according to Rabbonon as well. And the Machleik is between Rav Lezer Chachomim is in regard to a narrow Shishuas in Yisraelish. This is what he says. Further, the thesis is written. Perish, loy tis de Shishuas, loy vob. The mashma the koa beigres elovei shuas or bivov the high bivov koa bimokein oin the beigres beloy shum shiye the bible beloy shum shiye bible beigres kim shein lo rishusav kid tnan hoche va bao mifal beigres vishye shuas or koa nava shirish lo afo pishe rishusav vio leo beloy ovus chashoy adach shok lohok levade kim shye shuas or yidvei chilish vnizunes mishalei harim kinsuah. Now the question arises, so it has reference to Naro, Shishuasu Yisraelish. How can we visualize a Naro, Shishuasu Yisraelish? Ein binaros lubagos, elo shishachadoshim. So, how could we visualize that he could be a Naro and Shishuasu Yisraelish? It's impossible. Because the moment 6 months expire after Nauru, after he produces the money, so then he comes to David. And he says, that this mission, Shuasu Yisraelish, so has reference to the case where we are dying now. But how is it possible? So we can only visualize it in one thing. The demand was made by the wife, by the Ahut, the Tano, while he was still a Tano. Let's say, while he was 11 years old, and she was still a Tano, let's say she was 11 and 3 months old. So at that time, she made demands upon the old to attend the wedding. Then the great Chedesh expired. And now she is 12 and 3 months old. what is not the baby of here? A time in now. So that was he is to become the Kuye. And then the baby, so he acquired jurisdiction over her and going to be made her himself. But then, the question is, there is a Gemara in Suve. Seinem es weiß. Oma Rababe Balei, in Teichkin Laktano li Aschia Kishin Ktan. Aber Teichkin Laktano li Aschia Kishin Ktan. In other words, this Allah that we can make the man meet that each power, I mean each spouse, can make the man meet upon the other spouse. To get married, and he's only given a maximum period of 12 months. We cannot do that to Iktan. We cannot do that to Iktan. So, in other words, so how can we say that this halacha of the Mishnah, Beitres, Vinaro, Sheshoas, and the Beis Chedesh. So Hebrezer says, who will buy the Chayim and sell Yofi? So it only has reference to the case where after his Chedesh is still narrow, but after one of Shech, even the man is made while she is narrow, and then he makes Chedesh later, so she's already a Beitres, because ain't the narrow for Bagos or she's a Kodosh. So it has to be visualized in the case where the man is made by the Ahuso, but also while she's still a Tana, while she was 11, let's say, 3 months old. And then the Mishkadesh expired, and she's still an hour, but dying now. Now she's 12 and 3 months old. She's 12 and 3 months old. So her brother says, who will buy the Chayim and sell your fair? But the Gemara says, that Muzayinu Mibayis, in peace kill our Tana. The answer is, there is a halacha of making the men meet. The halacha of making the men meet applies to both spouses, to the orus and to the arus. In other words, each spouse can become delinquent after the maximum period has elapsed. So in other words, the orus has to give her a maximum period of 12 months, and the arus is expected to give the orus a maximum period of 12 months. So let's say vis-a-vis the Ahuso. So in other words, that means if the Ahuso may demand upon the Ahuso to have the wedding, and then the 12 months period expires, so the Ahuso is considered a delinquent. So what's the significance of his delinquency? We don't put him in prison. So the significance of his delinquency comes manifest in the fact that he becomes mechuyev to give a minhag. But what's the significance of the delinquency of the Ahuso? Suppose the Ahuso made amends upon he gave notice to the Ahuso that she should get ready for the wedding, and 12 months expires and she still is not ready to get married. So then the Ahuso is the delinquent. So what is the significance? So the significance is that he doesn't have to give her exu. He doesn't have to give her exu. So Meile, this aloche of impeisking alaktano, la'atia kishintano, is based upon the fact that also meodom mikadesh etzitiktano, achit tigdal mitemar v'tlinyan eritz. So Meile, you cannot make demands. The Orus has no right to make demands upon the Ahuso Ektano to get married by a certain time, even if he gives a 12-month period preparation, or even 2 years, because of the aloche of Oso Mikadesh, Pitiktano Achetikdal Vitena Reitani. So it's only Shayer Ligabi declaring the Ahuso is the leader. So So in other words, he says that he, let's say, he gave her notice at the age of 10. The father was recovering the bush, and then the host at the age of 10, which while she was 10 years old, he told her he wants to have a wedding within 12 months. And then after 12 months, she's still not ready. So she's not considered as delinquent. She's not as delinquent. But here we are dealing with the case where the Aruso gave demands, made demands upon the Oru. So mainly, this din of the Mishnah can be visualized. The din of the Mishnah of Beitres Minaro Tishuati Yisraelish, Vadai Minaro, it says, can be visualized in the case where she made demands upon the Oru while she was 11 and 3 months old. 12 months out. That he should get ready for the wedding. And then now 12 months expired. She's 12 and 3 months old. But she's still now not the beggar. So in such a case, the blazer says, who will buy the hide and sell your fair? And we can't apply the aloha of in Peskin Tano. In Peskin Tano is based upon the Nisa of also Lord Mikhail Zidik Tano. So it's only when the Orus makes demand upon the Arus or the Ktano, not when the Ktano makes demand upon the Orus who is a Godo. So she can make demands. So she can make. So if after 12 months he is not ready, so Mimele is considered ready. All right.
Beilet, the show up in the base for you. And it means that the more explain it. So it means Beitavet Veishe Shoatu in Israel. The Almon of Amigay, the Blazer in the Huil Bai Lochai in the Seo Yote, the Chachomim Eimim, Ein Habao Beitzer Ati Bikonis Roshut. So according to all the Shem in the Ketet of Israel 3, when the Mishnah says Beitavet Veishe Shoatu in Israel, so it means Naro Sheshuasu Yuvetz Chayesh, and because by Naro it's always Yuvetz Chayesh, and Beitres, so sometimes it's Yuvetz Chayesh and sometimes it's Lamed Yeh, depending when she became a Beitres. So that's why the Mishnah is Mechalke. But even in connection with Beitres, according to all the Shemim, there has to be a certain zman that makes him mechuyev in his aims. So then, according to Rabbi Lezer, he is mechuyev to, so he is able to be made for the nidah. And according to Chachomi, now, that's according to all the shittah. That is three, that is only shittah. So this three shittah is that where she is, where there is no shusahar, so then it knows has sold jurisdiction and can be made for the story, and that's a little cool. So not only according to Rabbi Lezer, even according to Chachomim. So according to the days of three, the Pshat and the Gemara is Beitres. So then without any Zman, even Lamed Yeh. So according to everybody, Rabbi Lezer, all the Chachomim, so the Baal can be made. So this is not even Geirish Balmon Lamagay here on the Mishnah. Because he says, he strikes it out from the Mishnah. Because the Aloche of Balmon Lamagay is mentioned in Suvas in connection with support. So there it is only Almonamin Amsuyim. So he's entitled to a so he's only entitled to 30 days, not even 3 days. But Almonam Neirasim is entitled to Yves Chayesh, not only Lamed Yeh. So Mela, he says, according to his shite, that where there is no Rishus Ha'ar, then a nose has sole jurisdiction that can be made there, and always can be made there. So Mela, we couldn't be geiris Almona Lamedei in connection with the Kea Hapor. Because Monepshech, if it is Almona, if she is an Almona Lamedei, then he is entitled Klivis Chedesh. Where do we say that he is only entitled to 30 days, that in regard to Almon and Nansuim? If she is Almon and Nansuim, so Kibishelite should be revealed the Shuzbo. So she's like a baitness, like a Yisene. She has no Rishuzahab. And if she has no Rishuzahab, so then the oath has Rishuz, he has sole jurisdiction over the Nidorim without any the Shiye. So in the melee, we cannot be Geres, but more than Geres. So where are we Geres that in Ksuvis, in connection with support, but in connection with the Akhorat Nidorim, so in the melee, if she's Almon and Neiris, then she's entitled to evade Chayit. And if she's Almon and Nansuim, so then, without Lamigay, so it can be made clear, because Kibushani says, Eilor Biyom Yishuzbo. So according to the thesis 3, we are not Geiris, the expression of Almon and Lamigay. And according to thesis 3, so Beiret is according to everybody, is according to Chachomim. And the Machlekes HaBlez and the Chachomim is only in connection with Shoah's Yisrael. But the Thesis 3 is in Yochid. And in the older Rishayim, Rashi, Heitzves, the Ram, and Rashbo, so they all say that a Norus cannot be made clear in the Dome by himself. He can only be made by the Shutris of the Ark. So the melee, if she's a baitress, or she's a tamer, or she is a woman Nansuin from the first marriage, so since there is no Rishusahab, so and always by himself cannot be made there by baitress. He cannot be made there by baitress. But only when there is a chiv of Mizenes, then he can be made. Alright. So Beitres is Yeshua Asir is Chedesh, Valmon Olam Yei, Kavlezer in the Hul, Bail Chai Bneseo, Yof, Chachonim Leimri, in Abao, Mei Vera, Shrikonis, Yoshus. Now then, we mentioned last time, there is a machlekes between the Rashi and the Vi on one hand, and the Rav Netan on the other, and the Kerdero points out the Shita of the Ram appears to be like the Shita of Rav Netan. So according to Rav Netan, so when the Gemara said, Elo Shikicho Kishin Beitre, so it's not the Kicho Kishin Beitre. But if it's Kicho Kishinah, or even if she became a Beitre, later, so he cannot be made. Only if the Kishin took place when she was not the Shusavir. So then the Gdushin gives him jurisdiction together with the support that is Mechuyev, gives him jurisdiction to be made fair the Midorim of the Arusa. Masha'ike, if at the time of the Gdushin she is in Aro, if at the time of the Gdushin she is in Aro, even though later she became a Beitres, so even though there was a she of Yves Chedesh, and these chayyims they did, so he cannot be made. He cannot be made for that himself, according to Ramadan. So the washing of the law is very good according to Ramadan. But the shita of Rashi in Ksuvos and Levi is that it's loved up to Kishin Kicho Kishin Beitres. Even if Kicho Kishin Naro, and even if she is not in Beitres altogether, even if she is still in Naro, as long as he is Mechuyev in her Mezenet, so because of Kolan Deres, Al-Daz Baalani Deres, so he can be made from Nilo, according to Rashi and the rest. Now, the Rav. Habegish Yoshin is Chidish, Tamitz Galil, Bidmore, Begish Yoshua is Chidish. Hoi Ubal Chayim Nesel, Kitnam Tvekafak, Dinesin Lipsuhi Vis Chidish, Uracha Mikam Chayim Nesel, Kitnam, Higi Azma Mulitzo Eichoi Fushoi, Yoshua Lepade, Biloi Shukusei, Diak. וחכון מימרים היינה רב ישוע, דהו בעפניק לרב לזר בכל דסק, עד שתיקונס לשוסי, עד שתיקונס לחופו. אומר רב, רב לזר ומשמרישינו אמרו דבר היחוד, ויתנם, נס נמליפסו או יבי סחיידש לפרניס עצמו. לפרניס עצמו. So the Nisha is given a 12-month period. within which to make preparation for the wedding. Hiki ani, and the same way as they sleep through all the things, libalto, given page, Hiki ani vishedesh, eichles michalei, veichales bitrumo. Eichles michalei, veichales bitrumo. Now suppose the vishedesh expired, so then, and he still didn't have the chuppah, so he becomes mechuyev bin zayin. And the yechelez bitrumo, and aruso is not, aruso shel keyem is not yechelez bitrumo. Midraise, so even aruso is yechelez bitrumo. But midrabbono not. So aruso is not yechelez bitrumo. But suppose the Yubeis Chedesh has expired and he's already Mechuyev Nemezenes, so the Gabi Achelet Bitrumo is considered as Vishay Bin Niso, even though she's not really Niso. Avla Yovm in a Machel Bitrumo, even though there is Zike, but Zike does not make her into King and Kasa. So maybe it's not Machel Bitrumo. Also, Shisha Chodoshim Bitne Abao, Vishisha Chodoshim Bitne Ayov. ואפילו כולם בפני הבעל חוסר ימי אחות וכולם בפני היום חוסר ימי אחות אין יחלת בתרום. So, in other words, if there is יודווי שחידש בפני הבעל, so then he becomes מחויב בפני המזייס. And if there is יודווי שחידש בפני היום, so if there is יודווי שחידש בפני הבעל, so he becomes מחויב בפני המזייס and יחלת בתרום. And if there is Yudvei Shchedesh with Ayom, so he's also Machal Betrumo. But on the score of Zike alone, he's not Machal Betrumo. So suppose it's also Shishu Chodoshim with Ne'abal, Shishu Chodoshim with Ne'ayom, Ba'apur Kulam with Ne'abal, Chosei Yemechot, with Kulam with Ne'ayom, Chosei Yemechot, Eile Yechalei Betrumo. Zuhi Mishnah, Mishnah Rishim. Let's see the Ram. Reb Lezer or Mishnah Rishim on the Vara. Dech Shehigi Azmano Linosek, ולוי ניסה, הסכימו שחי בעלו בנסהו, חשבינו לו כמיסו, לקצז גבור, ואף על פי שאינו בבייבי. רב לזה עוד יאמור, יום אבו מסניסן בעלו מאיפה נדרהו, בלוי שתפו סדיור, היום מי נמחל בתרומו, כי ילפים נוסם פרק אף על פי, כי הגעת ברחמונה ואי כי נדוח, עושו בפחודו, או פחודוש מפני הבעל, שאוכלו בפחודוש בחי הבעל, מי תנחי לשנות בחכון משהו שטוב הבעל לנוסם, ואפילו כולם בפני הבעל חוסרים מאחר מהיום, so there are many שזה מחלקת ביטוי רשי יקסו בעצם חמלתם. So, כך היא יקרא גרס, ואפילו כולם בפני הבעל חוסר ימי אחות בפני היום. כך היא יקרא גרס, ופי אשר רשי את העל, שום בפיר כמותי, זה לא דווקא חוסר ימי אחות. ואפילו כולם בפני הבעל, even though she already was before Abal for the great Chedesh after she made the men's upon him, and he didn't make the Nisuin, so he became Mechuyev. The moment the Yudveis Chedesh expired, he became Mechuyev in Mizeinet, but then he died, so even though he became Mechuyev in her support before he died, so we don't say, according to Rashi, since he became Mechuyev in her support before he died, so the male even if they are young, she is a chalas. No, loved after chosal yemechot. After the kulam if they are bad, ain't a chalas b'shus hayom. Because after the chosal the sifkin and kasi the king kesi bochum. V'hai diktone chosal yemechot. The chalas lemis nebi sheshaloi ochleka. He wants to mention an example where she is loyochleka. דיניר, וכן, ואין כן דעס המתמזה, אלא דווקא חוסר ימיך, אבל אם מחלוסון כולם בפני הבעל, הוא יחלס בשל יום. דיני די יום מי למחיל, מי אלוי מפסיד מי די מחמוס, ואוכי יישא בהתי בראשם. הגיע הזמן ולא נושא, אוי, שמי צובעליהן, איכלס משלי ואיכלי בטרום. נראה אצלי כמנתם. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Ramtam. Suppose he already became a chuyev in Mizeinus. So whether she is the cheles Yovel also now. So according to Rashi, even though he already became in his lifetime Mechuyev Mizeinis, and he was already a Cheles Bitzrumo, but he's not a Cheles Miyovom, and according to Rametam, if he already became Mechuyev Mizeinis in his lifetime, so then she doesn't lose what she acquired in the lifetime of her husband. Zumishne Rishen, Yisvirle Yidisho Yecheles Bitzrumo Kelim Shedikonit Lechuk. But Mishnacheno bez Mishlacheim Omru Eno Yisho Yecheles Bitzrumo Shedikonit Lechuk. Shachim Omru Du Mishnes Lo Yishin Yecheles Bitzrumo Lechuk. Bebez Shachim Omru Eni Shecheles Bitzrumo Shedikonit Lechuk. Umfo Shosem Taimai Yimishum Simpe is the same time. Because Midrash, every Arusa, without a Mishneh, without a Mechiv of Mizeinis, is a Cheles B'Truma. Because Mishneh itself makes her into King Kasko. But Midrash Rabbonon Amt. So the Gemara mentions two separate timing. It's why the Chachamim are misaking that an Arusa is not a Cheles B'Truma. One time is Mishum Sim. In other words, the Chachamim said that an Arusa cannot eat in Truma. Because suppose after he married her, after the Nisuin, he finds a moon. If a moon in her, and he becomes a Mekantoyah. So then it will turn out retroactively that she was eating Trumo Shomri. So because of that, the Chachamim are misaking that an Aruzo cannot eat in Truma. Because of the possibility, maybe there will be a Takor. Maybe after Nisuin will find out that she has a certain mum that will make it into Mekach Toyev. And another time, the Chachomim are misaking that an Arusa should not eat Truma because while she's an Arusa, where does she stay? So she stays in her father's home. Her father is not a Kayan. So Mele, if let's say her house is a Kayan, and he'll give her Truma. So he'll bring her the Truma to her house, to her father's house. So she might give some of the truma to her brother, and they are zoning. So because of that, the Chachomim are misaking. These are the two timings as to why a regular Arusa, he does not eat truma, even though the Midrash she's entitled. So the Mishnah Cheine holds that for the same reason that a regular Arusa does not eat truma, so even an Arusa whose husband, whose oath is chuyev their support, does not eat truma either. For she knows some time, Imishim Simpin, Glimishim, Nimso, the moon, Nimso, Mecca, Mecca toys, Imishim, Task, Quish of Umalachim, Lachis, what I say to the isolation of assistant Tony Behetti, Lason with Sulu, the Israelis, who are Mona Lamed, he gives Mambo Lisa, who is showing for Tromom, she has saved in the Forsha Tway, Hamish Narishane, and Mishnahe. We can use her the Sidney Bohukula Masnism. Almen, Mishner is saying, you're severely crumbled there. Mechim Shabbalo having the Sarah are in Ksaz Bashus Bailo, the Mishimoche Yechalel Bitrumo. The result of the Reich, the Yil of the Mishnah Rishem was fairly credible as there. Avo gav the Yisav Trumo Bar Musel Eser on the Rabbono. The Gozer, the Mishim Timpen, the Mishim Shetashki Kei, Shal Trumo Lachi Lachi Iso, Avo Loche, Yil of the Yisav Reich, Kaime Bashus Bailo, Kerebleser, Litrumename, Avo gav the Rabbonon, he, so, according to Rabbi, so the reason is why Rav Lezer says that where it becomes Mechuyev Mizeinis, he can be made from the Goyim, is not based upon the Pinchas Din. That's the Maskona of the Goyim. So, why is he able to be made from the Goyim? The answer is because since he's Mechuyev in her Mizeinis, so she's already like an Isua for certain things. Like an Isua for certain things. So Mimele, because the Chachomim are Misakein, certain Schusi in the Baal, in exchange, in return for the obligations. So let's say, a Baal is Mechuyev in Mizeinis, Ishte, Nisua. But because of that, the Chachomim are misaking that the Maisiyadero of the Isha belongs to the Baal. So Mele, so that means that as a result, so if after the Yudveis Chedesh period, so he's Mechuyim Nizene, so that means he's already entitled to the Maisi Yedeo too. So since he has already certain schusim in the Isha, and always has no schusim in the Isha. She's an Ishishish, but he has no schusim. Mashen came Nisuo, so the Baal has certain schusim. And these schusim, the Chachomim or Misake, in return for certain obligations. So one of the schusim that the Baal has in the Isha is Maisi Yedeo. And that is in return for the chiyuv of nizeinus. So that means that by an ahuso, sheshoa so yudveis chedesh, so he also is already entitled to her Mais Yedeo. So mele, that means that he has already, that certain things that he is the shusei of the Baal. So mele seems he has certain schusim in her, so she's considered as a isur to be in the Rishus HaBaal, Ligabi HaPoros Nidorim also, even though HaPoros Nidorim is the Raisi. But the difference between an Ahuso and the Nisuo consists that an Ahuso, so she's not in the Rishus HaBaal in any way. Masha'inkin in Nisuo, she is the Rishus HaBaal. So the fact that he is mechuyev in her support, that gives him certain schusim in her. And that means that the Maisi Yodeo already belonged to the Baal, because Maisi Yodeo kineged mizeines. So the mele, it's enough, the fact that the Maisi Yodeo belonged to the Ous is enough to bring it, to give the Baal jurisdiction over the Nidorim of the Ous. Even though the Haforos Nidorim is Nidorais. This is what Rabbis. Alright. Oh. Almen. Wie ken Nusra Nixile Burkulam as Nist? Almen Mishno Shinus Vierlich Abeza. Nichimische Baal Achai Vede Seo Harei Ktaz Gershus Bailo. Why is it Gershus Bailo? After all, Chiyu Nizene, that's an obligation to her. That's not his rules. The answer is because Masi Yodeo connected him in himself. So Mimele, if he becomes Mechuyev Nebezene, so it's a factor. He's Zeichen Masi Yodeo. Even though that in itself is a Dakores Chachomim, but it doesn't make any difference. Because for Hefke Best and Hefke, so he has that rules. So Mimele, she is considered to be Birshu Sabal, Ligabe HaPoros Nidorim Midrash. Because Salke Daito Hashti, Dihi Lavdi Mishna Rishena Zbirlich Rabeza, Avo Gavdi Yisav Truma Baruso Lese Unter Abonon, Di Gozer Ibishim Sidpe, that means the move, Ibishim Shimutashke Keis, So Truma Lachil Acheso, Afloche Yil Avdi Bili De Reise Kaino Bishus Bailo, Ki Rableza, Li Truma Name, Avo Gavdi Yisav Truma Baruso Lese Unter Abonon, Lo Yubme Bishus Eide Chachonim Mosu Chizik Li Yubrein Kishotim. Om la bai. Vidil moloi, at kan loi korash mino mishna vishay noel mecho bitchum ed rabono. Avo li dorin de rai yisei meloi. So Rabbi wanted to equate the achil bitchumo with the keach of aporas nidor. So that means that according to Rav Lezer, that according to the Mishnah Rishayno, that